Our number one has been stabbed and our five has been stabbed. Can anybody get up to the cockpit? Okay, we can't even get into the cockpit. We don't know who's up there.
What's going on, Betty? Betty, talk to me. Betty, are you there? Betty? Winston, do you think we lost her?
I think we might have lost her.
Buddy, we have some planes. Just stay quiet and you'll be okay. We are turning to the airport.
American 11, are you trying to call?
Nobody move. Everything will be okay. If you try to make any move, you'll injure yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet.
Hi, Boston Center TMU. We have a problem here. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York, and we need you guys to... We need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
MCC, I don't know where I'm scrambling these guys to. I need a direction, destination.
Okay, I'm going to give you a Z-point.
Addition to Up City Folk Morning, this one for a Tuesday, September the 11th, going to be a sunny day with highs in the 80s today. Election Day, New York City voters going to the polls, a mayoral primary, comptroller up for grabs, public advocate. Julianne will be by with news headlines in just a couple of minutes.
It's just north of New York City.
Boston has lost track, and on our frequency, we have confirmed that it was a hijack. No,
New York has lost the track as well. We've got a report of a DLT in the area that track was at. Kennedy Tower reports.
Are you serious?
Kennedy Tower reports that there was a fire at the World Trade Center. And that's the area where we lost the airplane.
Planes hit in New York City, and thousands now are dead. It was Arab terrorists, so this is what you said. Well, if that is the truth, then what have you got to hide? What were you doing on the day all those people died? Where the fuck were the fighter jets ordered by the FAA? What is your explanation for what you were heard to say when you told the Air Force to stand down, not to intercept? Did you plan to let it happen, or are you just inept? There's some distressing information, sir, which I think should be explained. Just which things have been lost, and just what has been gained. Like the thousands of put options bought days before the crash. If the money were collected, it'd make quite a pretty stash. And the only stocks they bought were American and United. Deutsche Bank knows the answer, but the names have not been cited. And is it just coincidence that this firm in the private sector was once run by Buzz Krongard, now CIA director? Was this our latest Estonian, or another Reichstag fire? There's something fishy in Virginia, and I want an explanation. Why did they get the contract? What did Britannia Aviation? A one-man operation, corporation with no history. He said he worked in Florida, but there he was a mystery. So is there a connection? I think it bears investigation. When the FAA found box cutters, does this cause you consternation? Hidden behind the seats in these Delta planes that have been fixed in Lynchburg with Britannia at the reins. I am left to wonder, as the flames are rising higher, was this our latest Britannia, or another Reichstag? You said Bin Laden was your friend, but he isn't anymore. Now that he's not fighting Russia in your proxy war, who called the FBI off the Bin Laden family trail when so many times you had the chance to rewrite the sordid tale? Sudan in 96, the Taliban in 2001 offered to turn him over, and right then you could have won. But perhaps it is the case that you're avoiding victory, that to justify your exploits you must have an enemy. And I am left to wonder, as the flames are rising higher, was this our latest Lusitania, or another Reichstag fire? If you were not hiding from the truth, then you'd have a truth commission, not some masquerade kangaroo investigation, hiring Henry Kissinger, the ancient master of deceit, to make sure all stones are left unturned and the ruse is kept complete. Now you carry out your plans, which you have had for decades, conquering the world with your troops and bombing raids. I see an evil regime led by an evil man on Pennsylvania Avenue, where this evil war began. And I am left to wonder, as the flames are rising higher, was this our latest?